All right, listen to what he's saying now. First of all, you're going to pray for God's will to be known to them. Listen, filled with the knowledge of His will, walking in a manner worthy of Him, bearing fruit and growing in our knowledge of Him. And then he says, listen, strengthened with all power according to His glorious might for the attaining of all steadfastness and patience. Now, he uses three different words for strength and power and energy and so forth. And so what is he saying? Simply this, that you and I should pray for that other person, whoever that other person is, and pray that what? They will experience the power of God. Not just read about it, but experience the power of God. And listen, that request is for His indwelling power and strength. Now, this does not mean that God has to tear down the Jericho wall again or open the Red Sea. He's talking about, listen, experiencing the strength of God in everyday life. So I'll give you a personal illustration. For you who do not live in Atlanta and you who are listening and watching, pollen is the enemy of us who live in Atlanta because there's so much of it. And it's been working on me all week long. And so yesterday, it just hit me so hard. I hurt so bad all over, could hardly breathe, nose stopped up, and I was in a mess. And I said, there's no way I can preach like that. And I went to bed thinking, oh, God, you laid this message on my heart, and I know it's Your will that I be there, but I could hardly walk up the steps. I was so weak. The only way that I'm standing here is, listen, the supernatural strength of God, because I didn't do anything from my... There was nothing else to take. I'd already taken it all. It didn't do any good. There was nothing else to do but to cry out to God. Cry out to God. God, You have to give me Your strength. You have to give me Your voice. You have to give me Your breath. You have to do for me what I cannot do for myself. I'm simply saying this, that when He says in this passage that we are to pray that that person will be strengthened with all power, that is, whatever is necessary, according to His glorious might, and He never runs out of energy and power and might, to the attaining of steadfastness and patience, that is, so that you and I don't give up and quit. That is, you have the Holy Spirit living inside of you. That person for whom you are praying, whether they're 10 or 100, they've been saved by the grace of God, they have the Holy Spirit, so that within each one of us, listen carefully, there is all the energy and all the strength and all the power and all the might that we need to do the will of God. It was the will of God that He get me here this morning to share this message. It was not my strength and not my energy, because when you get low enough and you can't do anything and you cry out to God, I believe God gets excited when we come to the place of being absolutely, totally helpless and saying, God, if You don't do it, it's not going to work. I'm crying out to You. Here's what You said. I'm claiming Your promise and trusting You, and I'm going to sleep. I woke up about 3 o'clock. I thought, Lord, I feel better. I woke up at 5 o'clock and got up, and here I am. It is the pure grace of God. But listen, that can be true in your life, whoever you are. And when we are praying for other people, we want them to learn to live out of the energy and the strength and the power and the might of God. And what that does is simply this. It helps them to understand that nothing is impossible with God. That our life, that we can live a life in His energy, and we can live a life that seems to be impossible, but it's possible because of who He is. And I think about how awesome God is, and that His energy, He's inexhaustible. There is no end to His strength. God never says, don't ask me for that much because I can't handle that. God can handle anything you and I need. The issue is, am I willing to pray it? Am I willing to believe it? And am I willing to pray it, as Paul said, that he prayed for them. And ever since we heard it, he says, we've not ceased to pray. And one of the problems is simply this, that parents are all, I pray for my children. You know when most parents pray for their children? When their kids either get in trouble or they get sick or they have some problem. But on a daily basis, when everything is going well, they think, well, I don't need to pray. Listen, when everything is going well, yes, I'm coming to the last point here. But you see, if you're going to pray for somebody, and our consistency in praying for them, reveals the value that person has in our life. If it were your wife or your son on the operating table, you'd be down to some serious praying. And what he's giving us here is this awesome prayer. And we don't have to pray if it's God's will. We just pray, God, I'm trusting you. And listen, when you are walking in His will, which we said in the beginning is the foundation of this prayer, when you're walking in His will, He will give you the strength and the energy to do whatever He wants you to do. That's the foundation of it, of doing the will of God, walking in His will, and being obedient to Him. But you see, what you have to ask is, do you love your wife, your husband, your son, or your daughter? Do you value them enough to really bring them before God? He'll answer the prayer.